there's unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 to 6, excuse me, from 2 to 4 p.m. every day. And of course, you've got my good friend Dom Salvia that follows from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. So stick around for Dom. I have an inkling that he might be talking about the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing. Just a hunch. One of the things that Mr. Hegseth talked repeatedly about in the hearing today was the idea of standards. And I want to make very clear that standards are not just about intellectual and physical capacity. Standards, also in the military, are standards of character. It's why the Uniform Code of Military Justice prohibits drinking and intoxication. It's why it prohibits adultery. Things that our criminal code for civilians do not. And so let me be clear that it is my view that male or female, black or white, short or tall, that if an individual can meet the standards for a particular combat position, they should be able to serve. Seems that Pete Hegseth has had some sort of epiphany since the time he flapped his gums, made no such exception to his blanket statement that women in combat weaken the military. That's simply false. So let me be clear. You meet the standard, you can serve in that role. But the idea of the standard surrounding character is one that is so important. The military holds itself and each other, for members within the military, to higher standards of character and conduct than anywhere else in American life. And the idea that this man who has been accused on multiple occasions of harassment, of assault, of intoxication on the job, creating a hostile workplace, harassment, one of the women who worked for Pete Hegseth when he ran one of these veteran nonprofits. This is where the allegation of he took them all to a strip club. He was super intoxicated, shouted out, kill all the Muslims, tried to grope a stripper. A woman who was at that event complained about not only the fact that they were there, alleged sexual assault by someone else that she worked with. These are the man has been married 3 times. He cheated on wife number 2 and got wife number 3 pregnant. I mean, this is not a man of high character, period, full stop. I don't care what, I'm redeemed. I've been saved by Jesus and Jenny. That was his line. I've been saved by Jesus and Jenny. Congratulations, sir. That gives me no confidence in your ability to continue to comport yourself, if you claim to be so, doing so today, at the highest standards of conduct and character that is required of every member of our military and certainly of the Secretary of Defense. I thought Senator Tim Kaine's questioning of Mr. Hegseth was particularly revealing. Let's take a listen. Let's start with 6A, and we'll move on from there, Cardi.
At that time, you were still married to your second wife, correct? I believe so. And you had just fathered a child by a woman who would later become your third wife, correct?
Senator, I was falsely charged, investigated, and completely cleared.
So you think you were completely cleared because you committed no crime? That's your definition of cleared? You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat, on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before, and you tell us you are completely cleared. Senator, how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges. Well, it was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared. And I am so grateful for the marriage I have to this amazing woman behind me.
You've admitted that you had sex at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual. Isn't that correct?
Anything?
You've admitted that it was consensual, and you were still married, and you just had a child by another woman.
Again,
how do you explain your judgment?
Completely false charges against me.
You fully investigated,
and I was completely cleared.
You have admitted that you had sex while you were married to wife two after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that. Now, if it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
It was a false claim then and a false claim now.
If it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
That was a false claim.
How do you not
talking about a hypothetical?
So you can't tell me whether someone who is committed a sexual assault is disqualified from being Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I know in my instance, and I'm talking about my instance only, it was a false claim.
But you acknowledge, you acknowledge that you cheated on your wife and that you cheated on the woman by whom you had just fathered a child. You have admitted that.
I will allow your words to speak for themselves.
You're not retracting that today. That's good. I assume that in each of your weddings, you've pledged to be faithful to your wife. You've taken an oath to do that, haven't you?
Senator, as I've acknowledged to everyone in this committee, not a perfect person, not claiming to be.
But no, I just asked a simple question. You've taken an oath, like you would take an oath to be Secretary of Defense in all of your weddings, to be faithful to your wife. Is that correct?
I have failed in things in my life, and thankfully I'm redeemed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In finalizing divorces from your first and second wives, were there non-disclosure agreements in connection with those divorces?
Senator, not that I'm aware of.
If there were, would you agree to release those first and second wives from any confidentiality agreement?
Senator, it's not something I'm aware of.
But if there were, you would agree to release them from a confidentiality agreement?
Senator, that's not my responsibility.
Did you ever engage
then
in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Senator, absolutely not.
But you would agree with me that if someone had committed physical violence against a spouse, that would be disqualifying to serve as Secretary of Defense, correct?
Senator, absolutely not have I ever done that.
You would agree that that would be a disqualifying offense, would you not?
Senator, you're talking about a hypothetical.
I don't think it's a hypothetical. Violence against spouses occurs every day. And if you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. If you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. The incident in Monterey led to a criminal charge, a criminal investigation, a private settlement, and a cash payment to the woman who filed the complaint. And there was also a non-disclosure agreement, correct?
It was a confidential settlement agreement off of a nuisance lawsuit.
Right. During an interview, you claimed that you settled the matter because you were worried that if it became public, it might hurt.
We're just going to wrap up Senator Kaine's Q&A. There are so many moments like this in Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing. What is really interesting is right at the front end of all those cuts, you hear Pete Hegseth's lawyer say yes in response to a question. And it's a question Tim Kaine is asking him about. Well, you cheated on wife number two with wife that became number three after you had just had a kid and then got wife number three. It's amazing. When someone asks you straightforward questions like, would someone who has committed assault be per se unqualified to be Secretary of Defense? You don't hedge. You just say yes. And Hegseth goes around and around and around and around and around and around and around with all these things. And the reason that he does that is he doesn't want to get boxed in or say something on the record that's untrue. There's also this little rhetorical thing that became very clear to me throughout the hearing. He's asked a series of questions like, this happened, or do you not deny that this happened? And he refuses to answer the question directly. And then there'll be some question that he absolutely, unequivocally will deny, which means that all the other questions that he hedged about, he admits to having done. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just say no or just answer the question clearly? And this happens throughout the hearing. So I want to go to the phones, 855-757-8552-4842. I'm going to do that in just a second. Want to take a text, Sue from Franklin, saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know anyone who has been accused of so much by so many except for Donald J. Trump. Yeah, basically. It's the hearing was ridiculous. And here are the two facts that I find most offensive about what occurred today. The first is the fact that the committee chair will not release the FBI investigatory report about Mr. Hegseth to the members of the congressional committee. Why not, sir? That's terrible. Also, the FBI investigation didn't talk to all of these women. The investigation itself was insufficient. The second thing that I find really offensive is the committee chair was asked twice to allow a second round of questioning. For someone with this many skeletons, this many allegations, this many problems, the very least that you can do, and by the way, it is far more often the case that two or three rounds of questioning happens in these sorts of hearings, especially when there's this kind of controversy. And the senators were denied. The total amount of time for each senator to question this guy with multiple allegations involving sexual harassment, sexual assault, a hostile workplace, excessive drinking, all these comments about women in service. Oh, yeah. And I forgot. His advocacy for pardons, presidential pardons for men convicted of war crimes who were accused not by politicos in the Beltway, but were accused, tried and convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice by men in their own units. 7 minutes of questioning. What a joke. For shame. When we come back, I will take more calls and texts and give you my final thoughts on where we stand in all of this. But I encourage you to watch some of these extended exchanges. Pete Hegseth smirking and kind of eye rolling. You heard some of his heavy breathing, his failure to answer questions directly, his repeatedly talking over senators, including senators that have served in the military. Complete lack of respect for both the process and the seriousness of the allegations against you. He keeps saying, those were anonymous. No, sir, not all of them were anonymous. In fact, one of them came from your mom in writing, in an email, calling you a really bad dude who abuses women. 855-757-8552-4842. Our review of the Hegseth confirmation hearing continues. Love to get your take on all of this, especially if you yourself have served in the military. Keep it locked. The conversation about this very real news continues when we get back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.